All right, so we're going deep on something today that sounds, well, kind of like a movie plot almost, right?
Oh, yeah.
Two countries decide to team up, but not just your usual, like, oh, we're trading more avocados kind of deal.
Right.
This is El Salvador and Argentina going for a full-on, wait for it, blockchain alliance.
Blockchain is certainly having a moment, you could say.
Yeah, it is. And before we get into, like, the nitty-gritty, maybe just a super quick level set, you know, for anyone who's like, wait, one of those magic internet things again.
Always good to start with the basics.
Exactly. Think of it like, okay, imagine a giant ledger, right?
Okay.
The kind accountants used to use, but digital. And it's not kept in one place.
I see where you're going with this.
It's like copies are spread all over a network. So no one person can mess with it because everyone's got the same one. That's blockchain. Super simplified.
Unbreakable, transparent. That's the idea.
Exactly. So El Salvador, they've already gone big on Bitcoin. That's been all over the news. But what's got Argentina wanting in on this action?
Well, if you really look at it, it's pretty strategic. El Salvador's got that street cred, right? They've actually done it. Mm-hmm. Argentina, they're facing some, well, economic struggles, let's call it that. Inflation's been a real problem.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they've got this whole blockchain community there already. So they need solutions, and they've got folks ready to build them.
It's like a perfect match. In a way.
Exactly. That's the word. Partnership. Not just one country leading, but both bringing something strong to the table.
And, you know, reading through all the stuff on this, this phrase kept popping up, financial inclusion. Which sounds really nice, right?
It does have a good ring to it.
But they're making it sound like this isn't just, you know, tech for tech's sake. This could be about giving people access to banking, people who've never had it before.
That's a huge claim.
It is. So how does blockchain actually do that? Like, what's the mechanism here?
Okay, think about it this way. How many people do we know, especially in these countries, who rely on sending money back home?
Remittances, yeah.
Exactly. Now imagine that, but cut out the middleman.
No more Western Union, basically.
Basically, blockchain could let people send money directly, peer-to-peer. No banks taking their cut. No waiting forever for transfers to go through.
So, like, is that where El Salvador's Chivo wallet comes in?
Yeah.
That's the thing they made, right?
Bingo. That's their big example. Right. A working model that Argentina can look at, learn from, tweak for their own people. And it's not coming out of nowhere either.
Oh.
Sources are pointing out that Argentinians, a lot of them, are already using crypto just to get by.
Interesting.
It's how they're dealing with this crazy economy.
Wow.
So this partnership, it could actually make that legit, bring it into the system, potentially making things safer, more stable.
Huh. So it's almost like they're taking what people are already doing and saying, okay, let's work with this.
Exactly. Harnessing that energy.
I like that. But it goes beyond just individuals, right? Because I saw this bit about immutable records and how blockchain could change international trade even.
Oh, absolutely. This is where things get really interesting.
Yeah.
Imagine trade deals, but every single agreement, every shipment, every step along the way, it's all recorded on a blockchain.
So no one can like fudge the numbers.
No, totally transparent, tamper-proof.
Which means less corruption.
Potentially a lot less. Everyone's playing by the same rules, out in the open. It levels the playing field.
And this isn't just those two, right? Reading through all this, it sounds like Latin America as a whole. There's something brewing there.
Yeah, there's definitely a trend. And it leads to a pretty big question. Are we seeing the beginnings of a blockchain block?
Whoa, a whole like economic zone based on this.
That's the idea. A group of countries saying, we're going to do finance differently, this partnership. It's a real step in that direction.
It's exciting, got to admit. But also kind of scary, right? Like they're really out there on the edge experimenting. Right. Do you think this will be a model for other countries, other developing economies especially?
It's certainly possible. I mean, if this works, it could change the game entirely.
And that's what makes me think.
Yeah.
What are the unintended consequences here?
That's the million-dollar question. If this is a huge success, could it shift global power in ways we don't even see coming? Could there be downsides we haven't thought of?
Right.
That's why this deep dive, it's just the starting point. We've laid out the pieces. Now it's up to everyone listening to think it through, keep digging, see where this all leads.
Yeah.
Because it could be pretty huge.
Yeah. Absolutely fascinating stuff. Thanks for breaking it all down.
Anytime. It's always fun to explore these big ideas.